My name is Gay Stewart. My husband Dwight and I are very pleased to have Bishop Malcolm Harding with us here in our home in Bertle, Manitoba. Bishop Malcolm is going to be taking our service tomorrow. Several years ago, Bishop Malcolm was our priest here, and I know that a lot of people are looking forward to seeing and hearing you tomorrow.
Well, Gay, it's great to be back, and I want to thank Dwight and yourself for your wonderful hospitality, for taking me in, and indeed for a time just to relax and reminisce about some wonderful times of the past. So thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you. Bishop Malcolm, since you've retired, you've become very involved in the Anglican Renewal Ministries. And could you tell us, really, what is Anglican Renewal Ministries?
Well, perhaps the best way to answer your question, Gay, would be to read the quotation on the back of our magazine, which is called Anglicans for Renewal, which we publish quarterly. And the statement reads as follows. ARM Canada, Anglican Renewal Ministries of Canada, believes that it is called to contribute towards spiritual renewal among Christians, both personally and corporately, and to be of service to the Anglican Church. In other words, we serve in and for the Anglican Church of Canada. And ARM believes that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord and the only way to the Father. It accepts the authority of Scripture and affirms that the Holy Spirit empowers authentic worship, evangelism, ministry, and service. At one of our last board meetings, this became our mission statement. I think it tells the story well of renewal. Basically, we see our mission to help people discover the fullness of their life in Jesus, in which they experience the release of the Holy Spirit and His gifts for ministry. In a nutshell, I just simply say renewal is rekindling the fire in the wonderful fireplace of Anglicanism.
That's good. Bishop Malcolm, you're actually an ambassador for ARM, and what do you do as their ambassador?
Well, I do one thing for sure, Gay, and that's a lot of travel. I spend a lot of time in airplanes going across this country, and this ministry has taken me from coast to coast since September 2001. And I've visited some 25 dioceses within the Anglican Church of Canada. And the Lord has used me in a variety of ways. Sometimes it's been a parish mission, both in rural areas as well as downtown cathedrals in large urban settings. I have been privileged to lead clergy retreats and diocesan and deanery events. I've been privileged to speak at synods and healing workshops. And also I take an active part in what we call our leadership training workshops for both clergy and lay. Next year I'm going to be doing much of that same kind of ministry. But my wife and I will be involved in a new ministry next year, and it's known as a Christian ashram in Vancouver. Ashram simply means retreat from hard work. So it's a family kind of gathering, interdenominational, in White Rock, and we're looking forward to that. So I simply travel, and with God's help, proclaim the good news.
How did you become linked with ARM in the first place?
Well, for a number of years, I served on the board of Anglican Renewal Ministries, but a forerunner to Anglican Renewal Ministries actually brings me back to this town of Bertle. I left here in the 70s one day with another priest, and we traveled to Brooks, Alberta, and we met with a number of clergy and a bishop who were all interested in renewal in the Anglican Church of Canada, and out of that was formed what became known in the early days as Anglican Renewal West, and we held a number of conferences in Western Canada, and that gradually expanded and finally became Anglican Renewal Ministries of Canada, and I served on the board for a number of years, and then at the time of my retirement, I was approached by the board to see if I would consider being their ambassador. So I actually retired for 3 weeks, and then I've been traveling ever since in this new ministry.
Do you find that your background as a retired minister opens doors for Anglican Renewal Ministries?
Well, I do in many ways. Certainly as far as bishops go, as I met with a number of bishops, as I served for almost 10 years as a bishop in the Anglican Church of Canada, that would mean I would meet with other bishops at the House of Bishops, at what we would call Provincial House of Bishops and the Council of the North. So I got to know the bishops well. And I think that has helped in many ways. And I do have to say that all of my brother and sister bishops have been most gracious in welcoming me into their dioceses for a variety of events from Vancouver Island to Newfoundland.